to me. At night, as drew the me and I took my way, in air a-sweetened with a new made hay, a stream of Allendown a rock did sound, though out of sight were foam and stone to me. Behind the knap, above the gloomy copse, the wind did rustle in the trees' high tops, though evening darkness and the rising hill kept all the quivering leaves unshown to me. Within the copse, below the sunless sky, I heard a nightingale, a warbling high her lonesome song, a hidden from my sight, and showing nothing but her moan to me. And be a house where roses hung of o'er the thatch browed winder and the open door, I heard the merry words and hearty laugh as I'm fair maid, as it, unknown to me. High overhead, the white-rimmed clouds went on, with woon a-coming up, for woon a-gone, and fair they floated in their sky-backed flight, but still they never made a sound to me. And there the miller down the stream did float wi' all his children in his white-sailed boat, ver off beyond the straggling cows in mead, but sent new voice athert the ground to me. And then a butterflee, in sultry light, a-wheeling on about me, fire bright, did show the gayest colours to my eye, but still did bring new voice around to me. I met the merry laugher on the down, beside her mother, on the path to town, and oh, their shape were comely to the sight, but wordless then were she avowned to me. Zoo, sweet of unseen things mid be the sound, and fair to sight mid soundless things be found, but I've the laugh to hear and face to see, for they be now my own, a bound to me.